Okay, so we left off yesterday hearing about Venkatabhata, considering the superiority of the worship of Lakshmi Narayana. So, etara gava. Prabhu Kurite Kandan Parihasha Dari Utayate Kabachan. Mahaprabhu had understood this misconception of Venkatabhata, and to correct it, the Lord talked so much in a joking way. Prabhu Kahe Bhatta Tumi No Koriha Shangshoy Shayam Bhagavan Krishna Eto Nishchoy. The Lord continued, my dear Venkatabhata, please do not continue doubting. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is the conclusion of the Vedic literatures. Krishna Bilas Murti Sri Narayan Ateva Lakki Adde Hore Te Oman. Lord Narayan is the opulent form of Krishna. It's the Bilas Murti, right? We heard about Prakash and Bilas. So in the Bengali it says the Bilas Murti doesn't mean the opulent form of Krishna. It means that when expansions of Krishna have the same features, they're called Prakash. And when they have different features, like forearms and stuff, they're called Bilas. So, Kaviraj Goswami explains that in the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the difference between the Prakash expansions and the Bilas expansions. So, Krishna Bilas Murti. This is an expansion of Krishna, but has a different form. Sri Narayan, Atev Lakti Adya Harijaman. Lord Narayan, the opulent form of Krishna, attracts the minds of the goddess of fortune and her followers. Ete changsa kalapunsa krishna stu bhagavan shayam indrari bakulam lokam mridayanti juge juge. All these incarnations of Godhead are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. In every age He protects the world through His different features when the world is disturbed by the enemies of Indra. Narayan hoite Krishna ashadaran gun ateva lakya Krishna Krishna rupan. Because Krishna has four extraordinary qualities not possessed by Narayan, the goddess of fortune, Lucky, always desires His company. Tumi je porilo shlok she hoi paraman she shloki aishe Krishna shayam bhagavan. You have recited the shloka beginning with Siddhantas Tvedepi. That very verse is evidence that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Siddhantas Tvedepi Shrisha Krishna Sarupaya Raseno Krishyate Krishna Rupam Esha Rasaspiti. According to transcendental realization, there is no difference between the forms of Krishna and Narayan. Yet in Krishna, there is a special transcendental attraction due to the conjugal mellow, and consequently He surpasses Narayan. This is the conclusion of transcendental rasa. So that not just conjugal mellow, because there is conjugal mellow with Narayan, but with Narayan it is shvakiya rasa. So only with Krishna there is parakiya rasa. There is no law in that relationship. And in Srila Sridhar Maharaj's analysis, he's able to find parakiya in every rasa that exists in Goloka Vrindavan. Chanta, Dasya, Sakya, Patsalya, and Madhura rasa. All of those rasas he can find parakiya. Shayam Bhagavan, Krishna, Hore Lakye Man, Gopikar Mana, Hoite, Nare Narayan. Krishna attracts the mind of the goddess of fortune, but Narayan cannot attract the minds of the gopis. This proves the super excellence of Krishna. Narayane rakha khata Shri Krishna apane gopikare hasya karaite hoya Narayane. To say nothing of Narayan personally, Lord Krishna Himself appeared as Narayan just to play a joke on the gopis. Chaturbhuja murti dakai Gopi Gane Rage, She Krishna Gopika Ranahe Anurage. Although Krishna assumed the forearm form of Narayan, he could not attract the serious attention of the gopis in ecstatic love. Gopi Nang Kashupendra Nandana Jusho Bhavasya Kastang Kriti Vigyatum Kamate Turuha Padavi Sancharina Prakriyam Abhiskurvati Vaishnavim Apitanum Tasmin Bhuja Jishnubir Yashang Hanta Chaturbir Adbhuta Ruching Ragodaya Kunchati. Once Lord Sri Krishna playfully manifested himself as Narayan with four victorious hands in a very beautiful form. When the gopis saw this exalted form, however, their ecstatic feelings were crippled. A learned scholar, therefore, cannot understand the gopis' ecstatic feelings, which are firmly fixed upon the original form of Krishna as the son of Nanda Maharaj. The wonderful feelings of the gopis in ecstatic paramarasa with Krishna constitute the greatest mystery in spiritual life. The verse is from the Lalita Mala, Srila Rupa Goswami. Atokahi Prabhutar Gava Chuna Korea Tare Shukka Dite Kahi Siddhanta Firaya. In this way, Mahaprabhu deflated the pride of Venkata Bhatta, and just to make him happy again, he spoke as follows: Dukana Bhaviha Bhatta Kailum Parihas Shastra Siddhanta Shuno Jati Vaishnava Vishas. The Lord pacified Venkata Bhatta by saying, actually, whatever I have said is by way of jest. Now you can hear from me the conclusion of the Shastras in which every Vaishnav has firm faith. Krishna Narayana Jaiche Aki Swarup Gopi Lakki Bede Nahi Hoyak Rup. There is no difference between Krishna and Narayan, for they are of the same form. Similarly, there is no difference between the gopis and the goddess of fortune, for they are also of the same form. So yesterday there was some discussion about Mahaprabhu's Beda Veda Siddhanta. So here is the application of Beda Veda Siddhanta. There is no difference, and there is a difference. But it's also important to understand there is no difference, and it's also important to understand there is a difference. So Mahaprabhu's Beda Veda Siddhanta is very important for harmonizing these things. Without it, nothing can be harmonized. And once, many, many years ago, some people were arguing with me on a train in Bengal. Antagonistic people. Bengal is calmer now than it was then. And in the course of the argument, when I said Achintya Veda Veda Tatva, then they were defeated. That's all, I just said it. They could have questioned me further and found out that perhaps I didn't know so much about Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. But just that expression defeated them. When I said that, they walked away. So it's very powerful, Mahaprabhu's doctrine, Veda Veda Siddhanta. So there's no difference between them. So they are the same form, but there is a difference between them. Otherwise, why did Mahaprabhu begin this discussion by saying that Lakshmi can't enter Vrindavan? And so there is a difference. Lakshmi and the gopis are not the same, but on the other hand, they are the same. We're not going to disrespect Lakshmi. We're not going to disrespect Narayan. Like the gopis, right? When Krishna did assume that form, they offered their dandavat some prayers to him. They didn't disrespect him. Oh, you're Narayan. What are you doing here? No, they offered their dandavat some prayer very respectfully. And when Srila Sridhar Maharaj spoke that section, right, which is now printed by Sripad Goswami Maharaj as A Loving Search for the Lost Servant, much of which is based on Srila Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamadam. So when Srila Sridhar Maharaj spoke about that gradation of devotion, then he folded his hands and said, this is not an intellectual exercise. So very, very carefully we discuss these things with great respect. Otherwise, very easily we will be offenders, right? If we approach it in some intellectual way that we can categorize the devotees and the forms of Godhead, right? If we think we're powerful enough to do that through some intellectual capacity, then we'll be offenders and we'll be punished. And instead of getting the nectar that our Gurudev is giving us, right, make it into poison. So we have to be very careful to deal with gradation, especially from our position. But we have to at the same time understand there is gradation, otherwise why is our guru giving us all this information? So it's for our benefit, but carefully, it's dangerous stuff, because it's powerful stuff. And so powerful stuff has to be dealt with carefully, like dynamite, nitroglycerin, like plutonium, all of these things that are very, very powerful. There's so much warnings, so much care and caution that you have to take when you deal with very powerful substances. And so these are very powerful substances, right? The information of Vaishnavism, especially in the line, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī, is very, very powerful information. It has to be dealt with carefully, with great respect and caution. Otherwise, it can be dangerous. Kupidare lakke kore Krishna saṅgasād Īśarete beira manile hoi aparād. The goddess of fortune enjoys the association of Krishna through the gopis. One should not differentiate between the forms of the Lord, for such a conception is offensive. Don't belittle any of the devotees and their position. Akishara bhakti jnananuru aki vigrahe kore nanakhara rup. There is no difference between the transcendental forms of the Lord. Different forms are manifest due to different attachments of different devotees. Actually, the Lord is one, but he appears in different forms just to satisfy his devotees. But there is an original. Dīpārcare vihidashantanam abhipetya dīpāyate vipetetu samāna dharma yasthādrage vihitya viṣṇataya vipāti govinda mahāt purusham. Many, many candles, but there's an original candle. And with that original candle, you can light many other candles. And they all look similar, but there is an original candle. So it's also important to understand who the original candle is. And the original candle is Krishna. Maniya jita vibhagena nila pita dibhijita rupa vedam abapnoti jnana veda tatachita. When the jewel known as Bhai Durja touches various other materials, it appears to be separated into different colors, and consequently its forms also appear different. Similarly, according to the meditational ecstasy of the devotee, the Lord, who is known as Achyuta, appears in different forms, although he is essentially one. And according to the desire of his devotees want to see the Lord in a particular way, he appears in that way before them. So the most fortunate devotees want to see Krishna as the son of Maharaj Nanda. They want to see him like that. We found that out at the end of the last chapter, when Ramananda Roy wanted to see his Shyama Gopa Roop, and Mahaprabhu showed it to him, Rasaraj Mahabhav Duyakru. So that's the ultimate form. Bhatta kahe kahami jiva pama kahatumishe Krishna shakarishar. Venkata Bhatta said, I am an ordinary fallen living entity, but you are Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Agadha ishara lila kitve na jani tumije kahashe satya korimani. The transcendental pastimes of the Lord are unfathomable, and I do not know anything about them. Whatever you say, I accept as the truth. So that's our path of progress. You know, so much analytical power we don't have. And if we have it, it's dangerous. But we don't have it, actually. No offense to anyone. I mean, everyone's intelligent, everyone's educated, no doubt. But so much deep analytical power we don't have, and that's our good fortune. Because even Malcolm X said, right, analysis is paralysis. Analytical means to discern, right, to dissect things and try to ascertain the position of things according to our power to analyze them and grade them and categorize them. So in the words of Śrīla Śrī Rāmāyā, she said, suspicion leads to suspension. And it's the same exact statement of Malcolm X. Right? Analysis is paralysis. course, we like Tulsi Ramayana better than we like Malcolm X. But he also said the same thing. Analysis is paralysis. So by our analytical power, we'll become paralyzed in terms of spiritual progress, right? Not that we'll be in a wheelchair tomorrow or anything. In terms of spiritual progress, our spiritual progress will become paralyzed by too much analysis. So Bhagavata said the proper thing, right? I have no capacity, right, to understand these things, but I accept what you say is true. So as disciples, that should be our approach. We have the right to question, but not too much. And Arjuna said that in Bhagavad Gita, right? Savam etad ritang manye yang mang vara sikeshama. Whatever you're telling me, I accept as the truth. So we have to approach Srila Gurudev like that. Whatever he's telling us, we accept as the truth. Whatever his Guru Maharaj told him, he accepted as the truth. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj did not accept too many things from too many people. But when he met Saraswati Thakur, then he accepted everything he said. But before that, he didn't accept so many things from so many people. Many people tried to tell him various things, but he didn't follow that. More puna kripa koila lucky narayan tara kripai painu toma charana darshan. I've been engaged in the service of Lucky Narayan, and it is due to their mercy that I've been able to see your lotus feet. Kripa kori kohilo mori krishna mahima jarupa gunai sajya keho napai shinha. Out of your causeless mercy you have told me of the glories of Krishna. No one can reach the end of the opulence, qualities and forms of the Lord. Ebeshi janinu Krishna bhakti shavopari kriptartha korile mori kohile kripa kori. I can now understand that devotional service to Sri Krishna is the supreme form of worship. Out of your causeless mercy you have made my life successful simply by explaining the facts. Ato boli bhatta porilo prabhu racharani kripa kori prabhu thari. After saying this, Venkatabhata fell down at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. The Lord, out of his causeless mercy, embraced him. Chatumasya puna hoila bhakta glalaya dakkina chalila prabhu shiranga dakya. When the period of Chatumasya was completed, Mahaprabhu took permission to leave from Venkatabhata, and after visiting Sri Ranga, he proceeded further toward southern India. So Mahaprabhu is teaching us another thing, right, how to behave as a real guest. Right after taking Venkatabhata's permission, he left. So we always think of things, and Gurudev explained this very importantly for us the other day. He never thought of any of the instructions or restrictions, or whatever you want to call them, rules and regulations of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, right, as being restrictive. And he saw that as loving protection. So Mahaprabhu, obviously, by every angle and right, in every way, Venkatabhata accepts him as Krishna himself. And he doesn't need any permission from Venkatabhata to do anything. He just delivered him. He just gave him the Krishna conception. But he took his permission before leaving. So some thing to learn about that, right? Even we saw in Srila Prabhupada, we saw in Srila Gurudev, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he didn't travel during our experience with him. Practically not even from his own veranda. A few times a year, he traveled down to the Nath Mandir. That's the only traveling he did. But even Srila Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, we saw them traveling around the world. And in all the places, they would ask their disciples, you know, can we go now? What should we do now? Where should we go now? Like, can we stop here? And at the end of his lecture, Srila Prabhupada would say that. Like, can we stop here? Then he would say, thank you very much. So Mahaprabhu took permission from Venkatabhata. Sangete chalila bhatta najhai bhavane thara vidya jila prabhu aneka jatane. Venkata Bhatta did not want to return home, but also wanted to go with the Lord. It was with a great endeavor that Mahaprabhu bade him farewell. Prabhu Rabijoge Bhatta Hoylo Chaitan, Hey Ranga Lila Kore Sachir Nandan. When he did so, Venkata Bhatta fell down unconscious. Such are the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi at Sri Ranga Ketra. Right, and many times, like when Mahaprabhu was saying goodbye to Ramananda Roy, when they get to a certain point in the journey and Mahaprabhu is going to Vrindavan, when Mahaprabhu is bidding farewell to Rupa and Sanatana, Kaviraj Goswami says, it is so painful, I can't describe it. Can't describe anything here, how much painful it was for them. Rishava Parvati Choyla, Ayalo Gora Hari, Narayana Daki Lothar, Nattishtuti Kori. When Mahaprabhu arrived at Rishava Hill, he saw the temple of Narayana and offered obeisances and various prayers. He danced and prayed and sang like he does everywhere. Paramananda Purita, Rahi Chaturmas, Shuni Mahaprabhu Gila Puri Goshaya Pas. Paramananda Puri had stayed at Rishabh Hill during the 4 months of the rainy season. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he immediately went to see him. Puri Goshaya Prabhu Koila Charana Bandan Preme Puri Goshaya Tare Koila Alingan. Upon meeting Paramananda Puri, Mahaprabhu offered him all respects, touching his lotus feet. And Mahaprabhu prayed at his lotus feet. And Paramananda Puri embraced the Lord in ecstasy. Teen deen preme dohe Krishna kata rangi she vipra gore dohe rahe akshange. Mahaprabhu stayed with Paramananda Puri in the Brahmin's house where he was residing. The two of them passed 3 days there discussing Krishna kata. Puri goshai bolayami javo purushottame purushottam deki gore javo ganga snane. Paramananda Puri informed Mahaprabhu that he was going to see Purushottam at Jagannath Puri, and after seeing him, he would go to Bengal to bathe in the Ganga. Prabhu kahe tumi puna aisho nilachale amishetu banda hoite ashibo alpokale. Mahaprabhu then told him, please return to Jagannath Puri, for I will also return there very soon from Setu Banda. Tomar nikate rahi hena bancha hoi Nilachaya Shiva Mori Hoya Shadoi.
Is this the same Paramananda Puri?
Yes. Disciple of Madhavendra Puri. It is my desire to stay with you, and therefore, if you would return to Jagannath Puri, you would show great mercy to me. Ato Bolita Aratai He Aggaloya Daktine Chalila Prabhu Harashita Hoya. After talking in this way with Paramananda Puri, the Lord took his permission to leave and very pleased departed for southern India. Paramananda Puri Tabi Chayla Milachale Mahaprabhu Chale Chale Ailo Sri Shaile. Then Paramananda Puri started for Jagannath Puri and Mahaprabhu began walking toward Sri Shaila. Shiva Durga Rahitaha Brahmane Rabeshe Mahaprabhu Daki Doha Hoyalo Lashe. And Sri Shaila, Lord Shiva and his wife Durga lived in the dress of Brahmins, and when they saw Mahaprabhu, they became very pleased. Deen deen bikkadilo kori nimantran nibrite boshi gupta bartha kohedui jan. Lord Shiva, dressed like a Brahmin, gave alms to Mahaprabhu and invited him to spend 3 days in a solitary place. Sitting together, they talked very confidentially. Tara shangi Mahaprabhu kori ishta goshti Tara Aggaloyailo Puri Kama Koshti. After talking with Lord Shiva, Mahaprabhu took his permission to leave and went to Kama Koshti Puri. Dakin Maturailo Kama Koshti Hoite Tahadeka Hoilo Akka Brahmana Shahite. When Mahaprabhu arrived at southern Mathura from Kama Koshti, he met a Brahmin. She Bipra Mahaprabhuke Koilo Mimantran Nama Bhakta Shay Pipra Virakta Mahajan. The Brahmin who met Mahaprabhu invited the Lord to his home. This Brahmin was a great devotee and an authority on Sri Ramachandra. He was always detached from material activities. Krita Malaya Shnana Kori Ailothar Gore Bikashi Dibena Vipra Paka Nahikore. After bathing in the river Kritamala, Mahaprabhu went to the Brahmin's house to take lunch, but he saw that the food was unprepared because the Brahmin had not cooked yet. Mahaprabhu kahatare shuno mahashoy madan hoy lokene pakka nahi hoy. Seeing this, Mahaprabhu said, my dear sir, please tell me why you have not cooked. It is already noon. Bipra kahe prabhu mora aranye boshati pakera samagri bane na mile sampati. The Brahmin replied, my dear lord, we are living in the forest. For the time being, we cannot get all the ingredients for cooking. Panya shaka phala mula anive lakkan taveshita koriben pak prayojan. When Lakman brings all the vegetables, fruits, and roots from the forest, Shita will do the necessary cooking. Taru pasana shuni prabhu tushta hoilo aste baste she bipra randana korilo. Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to hear about the Brahmin's method of worship. Finally, the Brahmin hastily made arrangements for cooking. Prabhu bikka koila dinera tritiya prahare nirvina she bipra upavasa kore. Mahaprabhu took his lunch at about 3 o'clock, but the Brahmin, being very sorrowful, fasted. Prabhu kahe bipra kene kora upavas kene ato dukkha kene kora hutas. While the Brahmin was fasting, Mahaprabhu asked him, why are you fasting? Why are you so unhappy? Why are you so worried? Bipra kahe jivane mor nahi prayojan agni chale praveshiya charevo jivan. The Brahmin replied, I have no reason to live. I shall give up my life by entering either fire or water. Jagannmata Mahalakki Sita Thakurani Rakshasheshvashile Tare Iha Kaneshuni. My dear sir, Mother Sita, the mother of the universe and the supreme goddess of fortune, has been touched by the demon Ravan, and I am troubled upon hearing this news. E Sharira Daribari Kabuna Juai Aduke jivale deho prana nahi jai. Sir, due to my unhappiness, I cannot continue living. Although my body is burning, my life is not leaving. Prabhu kahe, e babana na kariyo ad pandito hoya kene na karaha bichar. Mahaprabhu replied, please do not think this way any longer. You are a learned pundit. Why don't you consider the case? Ishara prayashishita chirananda murti prakrita indriyatare jakite na shakti. Mahaprabhu continues, Sita Devi, the dearmost wife of Sri Ramachandra, certainly has a spiritual form full of bliss. No one can see her with material eyes, for no materialist has such power. Sparshi bara karja achuk na pai darshan Sitar akritimaya horilo ravan. To say nothing of touching Mother Sita, a person with material senses cannot even see her. When Ravan kidnapped her, he kidnapped only her material, illusory form. Ravana ashite shitanta dan koilo Ravanera agimaya shita patailo. As soon as Ravan arrived before Sita, she disappeared. Then, just to cheat Ravan, she sent an illusory, material form. Aprakrita bashtu nahe prakrita gochar Veda Puranete Kohe Nirantar. The spiritual substance is never within the jurisdiction of the material conception. This is always the verdict of the Vedas and Puranas. Veda Prakrita Bashtu Nahi Prakrita Gochar.
This is like you
were
talking about before, when I was asking
you about Kamahaki, the Yes. When we get there, we'll see him. And then we'll see that he never lives. But sometimes he appears to leave, right, to increase the flavor of the rasa. But only for increasing the flavor of the rasa. Otherwise, it's not possible for him to leave.
Vishkash karahatumi hamara bachane punarapi kubhavana nakari hamane.
Mahaprabhu then assured the Brahmin, have faith in my words and do not burden your mind any longer with this misconception.
Prabhura bachane bipre hoilo ishash bhojana kolilo hoilo jivanirash.
Although the Brahmin was fasting, he had faith in the words of Mahaprabhu and accepted food. In this way his life was saved. And he had a desire to live after that. Bhojana kolilo hoilo jivanirash. Having a desire to live, Then he began to eat again.
Tareyava Shriya Prabhu Korilogaman Kritamala Shnana Kori Ailo Duashan.
After thus assuring the Brahmin, Mahaprabhu proceeded further into southern India and finally arrived at Durvashan, where he bathed in the river Kritamala.
Durvashane Raghunate Koilodarshan Mahendra Shoile Parashurame Rakoilo Bandan.
At Durvashan, Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Ramachandra, and on the hill known as Mahendra Shaila, he saw Lord Parashuram.
Shetu Bande Ashi Koilo Danushtirta Shnan Rameshara Deti Taha Koilo Vishram.
Mahaprabhu then went to Shetu Banda Rameshara, where he took bath at a place called Danushtirta. From there he visited the Rameshwara temple and then took rest.
Biprashabaya Shunita Kurmapura Taramo Deailo Pativrata Upakan.
There among the Brahmins, Mahaprabhu listened to the Kurma Puran, wherein it is mentioned the chaste woman's narration.
Pativrata Shiromani Janaka Nandini Jagatera Mata Sita Ramer Grihini.
Shrimati Sita Devi is the mother of the three worlds and the wife of Lord Ramachandra. Among chaste women, she is supreme, and she is the daughter of King Janak. I was once very surprised. I don't even know how the subject came up, but the subject of Jacqueline Kennedy came up. And he said how... I mean, I didn't even think he would have known who she was. That's how stupid I am. But he said how devastated he was when she married Onassis. He said, and everywhere in India, they considered her to be like the mother of America. And then when she married Onassis, everyone was like devastated.
Ravana Daki Ashita Loilo Agni Risharan Ravana Hoite Agni Koilo Sita Kiyavaran.
When Ravana came to kidnap Mother Sita and she saw him, she took shelter of the fire god Agni. The fire god covered the body of Mother Sita, and in this way she was protected from the hands of Ravana.
Maya Sita Ravana Nila Shunilo Akane Shunimaha Prabhu Hoilo Anandisamane.
Upon hearing from the Kurma Puran how Ravana had kidnapped the false form of Mother Sita, Mahaprabhu became very satisfied.
Shitaloya Rakilena Pavatirastani Maya Sita Diagni Banchilo Ravane.
The fire god Agni took away the real Sita and brought her to the place of Parvati. An illusory form of Mother Sita was then delivered to Ravana, and in this way Ravana was cheated.
Raghunatha Ashi Jabe Ravane Morilo Agni Parika Dite Jabe Sita Reyanilo.
After Ravana was killed by Lord Ramachandra, Sita Devi was brought before the fire and tested.
Jabe Maya Sita Agni Koryantar Dan Satya Sita Anidilo Rama Vidyaman.
When the illusory Sita was brought before the fire by Lord Ramachandra, the fire guard made the illusory form disappear and delivered the real Sita to Lord Ramachandra.
Shunya Prabhura Nandita Hoilaman Ramadasa Biprekata Hoiloshmaran.
When Mahaprabhu heard this story, he was very pleased and he remembered the words of Ram Das Bipra. So this is Mahaprabhu's Bhakta Vatsalya. Right? How affectionate he is with his devotees. Right? He left, met that Brahmin only very briefly, took lunch in his house one time, then went on his tour. How many millions and millions of people did he meet during his tour of South India? Then he met that Brahmin, one Brahmin out of all those millions of people. Mahaprabhu was thinking about him.
Esha Bhashidanta Shuni Prabhuanand Ananda Hoilo Brahmane Rashtani Magi Se Patranilo.
When Mahaprabhu heard these conclusive statements from the Kurma Purana, he felt great happiness. After asking the Brahmin's permission, he took possession of the manuscript leaves of the Kurma Purana. Actually, he made a copy.
Nutana Patta Lekana Pushtakadaila Pratiti Lagi Puratana Patranagi Magi Nilo.
Since the Kurma Purana was very old, the manuscript was also very old, Mahaprabhu took possession of the original leaves in order to have direct evidence. The text was copied onto new leaves in order that the Purana be replaced.
Patalaya puna dakina maturailo Ramadasa piprese patrani dilo.
Mahaprabhu returned to southern Mathura and delivered the original manuscript of the Kuma Purana to Ram Das Bipra.
Shita radito banis chaya shitam aji janat tang jahara dashagriba shita bani purangata parika samaye banin chaya shita vibeshasa bani shitam samaniya tat purastar aninaya.
When he was petitioned by Mother Sita, the fire god Agni brought forth an illusory form of Sita, and Ravan, who had 10 heads, kidnapped the false Sita. The original Sita went to the abode of the fire god. When Ramachandra tested the body of Sita, it was the false, illusory Sita that entered the fire. At that time, the fire god brought the original Sita from his abode and delivered her to Lord Ramachandra. That's a translation of those 2 verses from the Kurma Purana.
Patrapaya viprahula anandittaman prabhura charanidori koraye krandan.
Ramdas people was very pleased to receive the original leaf manuscript of the Kurma Purana, and he immediately fell down before the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and began to cry.
Viprakahe tumishakkat shiragunandan sammashishadeshamora diladarshan.
After receiving the manuscript, the Brahmin, being very pleased, said, "Sir, you are Lord Ramachandra himself, and have come in the dress of the sannyasi to give me audience."
Mahadukka hoite mor korelo nishtar ajimor gori bikka kore angika.
My dear sir, you have delivered me from a very unhappy condition. I request that you take your lunch at my place. Please accept this invitation.
Manodukke balo bikka na dilo shedine mora bagge punarappi phayen darshane.
Due to my mental distress, I cannot give you a very nice lunch the other time. Now, by good fortune, you have come again to my home.
Ato bole shay bipra shuke pak koilo utama prakhare prabhure prabhuke bikka korailo.
Saying this, the Brahmin very happily cooked food, and a first-class lunch was offered to Mahaprabhu.
Shri Rati Taharahi Thari Kripa Kori Panja Deshe Tamarpani Gelo Godahari.
Mahaprabhu passed that night in the house of the Brahmin. Then, after showing him mercy, the Lord started toward the Tamrapani River and the Panja Desh. So this is a very big chapter, and we don't have time to finish it today. But we are on verse number 219, and there are 365 verses in this chapter.